Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. This week we're looking at Jesus' one-liner, how he tried to sum up his Sermon on the Mount and in fact his entire teaching, and the entire teaching of the Bible through history. Here's how he tried to do it, in what we know as the Golden Rule. So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the Law and the Prophets. And then he went on, enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is easy that leads to destruction. Those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life. And those who find it are few. Well, we're going to look in particular at the first part of that, the Golden Rule, what people know of as the Golden Rule anyway. And something that people often say is that the Golden Rule is nothing new, nothing original, that other people through history, other religious teachers have said similar things before. For example, there was a rabbi named Hillel, who was approached one day by a potential convert who asked him, you know, I'll join your group, I'll join your rabbi school, if you tell me, while I'm standing on one foot, what your entire teaching is. And he said this, what is hateful to yourself, do to no other. Well, Socrates, the Greek philosopher, once told a story where a Greek king was asked to say something similar, and he said, do not do to others the thing that makes you angry. And finally, in the East, Confucius was once asked, what's the one thing that sums up all of life? And his one word was reciprocity. And he went on to explain that word using what sounds an awful lot like the Golden Rule. Basically, don't do to others what you wouldn't want them to do to you. So what's the point of talking about this? If Jesus hadn't said anything new and original here, why does he follow it up with what sounds like a really narrow application? He says, hardly anybody can do this. It's like entering through a narrow gate, through a narrow door, and very few people will do it. Why would he say that if it's something so easy and so universal that people have known for centuries before Jesus? Well, there is a major, major difference between what Jesus is saying and what those other teachers through history have said. You know what our modern world tends to say, which is you can basically live life however you want as long as you don't hurt anyone else. The difference between what Jesus said and what others have said is that Jesus says in a positive what others say in a negative. You see, where Jesus is teaching people to do unto others what they would have others do unto them, the others are saying don't do to others what you wouldn't want done to you. One is motivated out of fear. If you hurt others, they'll probably hurt you, so you shouldn't. So we can be motivated out of fear to live out that rule. But Jesus' way is motivated out of love. You don't have to worry about what others might do to you. It's all about what you're going to do for or to them. It's positive. Jesus is motivated by love, where others might be motivated by fear. Jesus is telling his followers to go above and beyond, not just to do the bare minimum, but to see how much they can do for others. Can they love others as much as they love themselves? That's a very high standard that we're going to explore tomorrow. But you can also see a shift happening in the way Jesus is teaching. It follows the pattern he's taught throughout the Sermon on the Mount, stepping up basic applications of the law out of fear and infusing them with love that expands the law, makes it in some ways more difficult to follow, but also much more fruitful. Well, we're going to see a lot of that tomorrow. But for now, I've got a question for you to consider. Many have said, don't do to others what you wouldn't want done to you, but only Jesus gives the positive. Love others as you love yourself. If you were to apply these statements to a practical situation that you're facing, would they each lead you to different responses? What would those be? So maybe you can share a story with somebody you're working through our courses with. Tell them a situation you're facing where you're tempted to just deal with somebody out of fear and not do something to them because of fear of reciprocity, and where an application of Jesus' principle of love would make things turn out differently. I hope you have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.